And finally this evening, tomorrow Pope Benedict XVI will receive US President George W. Bush here at the Vatican. Charles Collins spoke with the US Ambassador to the Holy See, Francis Rooney, about the President's forthcoming visit.
I think the fact that the President is coming here to see the Holy Father shows how important the role of the Holy See is in the world and the leadership that the Holy Father is providing in the world and how strong the ties are between the United States and the Holy See. The President has shares many of the values of the Catholic Church and certainly in the promotion of human dignity and the spread of freedom, particularly religious freedom, are important issues for the President and for our national security strategy. And the Holy See is a leading light in pushing forth those values.
Can you give us some examples? For example, you could see the Holy See and the United States working together to promote some of these values.
Well, the Holy See pursues its interest in promoting human dignity and religious freedom and protecting both Catholics around the world and the opportunities for the spread of the faith. At the same time, the United States pursues its values, which are equally rooted in the pursuit of human dignity. The people that came to our country were seeking to avoid debtor prisons and poverty and find a better life and to promote, to have the benefits of their own labors similar to Catholic social teaching. And certainly many of our pilgrims came directly as a result of religious prosecution. So we have in our country two very strong strands that are aligned closely with the goals and objectives of the Holy See.